USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that a growing number of Americans have skipped the second dose of their COVID vaccination. Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and intentionally missed the second. Officials worry that the recent pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as well as reports of allergic reactions to the shots, in some have made people more wary about receiving both inoculations. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. And the Census Bureau has announced the first set of data from the 2020 census, with the U.S. population now topping 331 million. The population grew 7.35% since 2010, the slowest growth rate since the 1930s. The number also illustrating a population shift that could alter the look of Congress in 2022. Texas will gain 2 seats in the House of Representatives, one of 6 states, to gain a seat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The Supreme Court will hear a case over gun rights in New York. Lance Pry has the story.
The Supreme Court agreed on Monday to hear an appeal to extend gun rights in the United States in a New York case over the right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. Paul Clement, representing challengers to New York's permit law, said the court should use the case to settle the issue once and for all. The justices reported Monday that they will review a lower court ruling that upheld New York's restrictive gun permit law. The case will probably be argued in the fall. For the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And an effort to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom has collected enough signatures to put a vote of confidence in the governor on the ballot. That vote will happen by the end of the year, most likely in the fall. More than 1.6 million signatures were verified by the Secretary of State's office. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On the back of a rebound in travel demand, Dallas-based American Airlines is resuming hiring pilots. Last year, American's pilot numbers shrunk as the airline grappled with a fall in demand. Now the airline is preparing for a busy summer. Western Michigan University Dean David Powell tells Fox News that all across the country we're seeing a shortage in pilots.
Oh, they're all announcing they're going to start hiring immediately. So it's really interesting. Before, there was a tremendous need, and now with the shortfalls and the early buyouts that they had, it's just going to get worse.
And with these new pilots comes sometimes zero experience, according to Dean.
We actually have students that have never been in an airplane before then decided they want to be an airline pilot. So for us, it's a boon. In fact, we have more students than we can actually handle right now.
The fire situation is critical in parts of the country due to high winds. Winds up to 65 miles an hour and humidity as low as 5% are creating the bad fire conditions from eastern Arizona to South Dakota. Meantime, a storm system is expected to dump heavy snow from California's Sierra Nevada range to the Colorado Rockies. The Biden administration is going to provide nutrition assistance to over 30 million children over the summer. Officials saying the funding from the American Rescue Plan will go towards feeding low-income children of all ages. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.